Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Avi.
And I'm Ion.
Welcome to our first ever episode of Trivia with the Double A's. Here, you can find fun trivia to do with friends, family, or just by yourself. We will post every week, and we will have three rounds, which are formatted differently. Shoot us a text or email if there are any topics or round ideas that you have.
We'll be starting off with our first ever round with U.S. history. These questions will vary from the time period starting at the creation of the U.S. all the way until the present day. Let's get into it.
All right, so how this will work, we will go through every question twice, and at the end, we will repeat every question with the answers.
Let's get into round one.
All right, so for the first question, who was the primary author of the Declaration of Independence?
Next, for question two, we have, what year did the United States purchase the Louisiana Territory from France? Again, what year did the United States purchase the Louisiana Territory from France?
Third question, which U.S. president issued the Emancipation Proclamation? Again, which U.S. president issued the Emancipation Proclamation?
On to question four. In which year did the U.S. stock market crash, marking the beginning of the Great Depression? In which year did the U.S. stock market crash, marking the beginning of the Great Depression?
Now we are at question five. What was the name of the Supreme Court case that declared separate but equal, unconstitutional in public schools? What was the name of the Supreme Court case that declared separate but equal, unconstitutional in public schools?
Halfway through round one, on to question six. Who was the commander of the Continental Army during the American Revolution? Again, who was the commander of the Continental Army during the American Revolution?
On to question seven. Which U.S. president signed the Civil Rights Act of 1964 into law? Which U.S. president signed the Civil Rights Act of 1964 into law?
Question eight. What year did the United States enter World War II? Again, what year did the United States enter World War II?
Almost there. Question nine. Who was the U.S. president during the Cuban Missile Crisis? Again, who was the U.S. president during the Cuban Missile Crisis?
And last but not least, question 10, which treaty ended the American Revolutionary War in 1783? Again, which treaty ended the American Revolutionary War in 1783? Now a bit quicker, recapping all the questions. Question 1, who is the primary author of the Declaration of Independence? Question 2, what year did the United States purchase the Louisiana Territory from France? Question 3. Which U.S. president issued the Emancipation Proclamation? Question 4. In which year did the U.S. stock market crash, marking the beginning of the Great Depression? And 5th. What was the name of the Supreme Court case that declared separate but equal unconstitutional in public schools? Now back to Avi.
For number 6. Who was the commander of the Continental Army during the American Revolution? Number 7. Which U.S. president signed the Civil Rights Act of 1964 into law? 8. What year did the United States enter World War II? Question 9. Who was the U.S. president during the Cuban Missile Crisis? And last, which treaty ended the American Revolution War in 1783?
Now we're on to the answers. Question 1, Who was the primary author of the Declaration of Independence? That would be Thomas Jefferson.
Question 2. What year did the United States purchase the Louisiana Territory from France? That would be 1803.
Now question 3. Which U.S. president issued the Emancipation Proclamation? That would be Abraham Lincoln.
Question 4. In which year did the U.S. stock market crash, marking the beginning of the Great Depression? That is 1929.
And 5th, what was the name of the Supreme Court case that declared separate but equal unconstitutional in public schools? That was the case Brown versus Board of Education.
Question 6. Who was the commander of the Continental Army during the American Revolution? That would be George Washington.
Now on to question 7. Which U.S. president signed the Civil Rights Act of 1964 into law? That was President Lyndon B. Johnson.
Question 8. What year did the United States enter World War II? And that would be 1941.
Now question 9. Who was the U.S. president during the Cuban Missile Crisis? That would be President John F. Kennedy.
Last, which treaty ended the American Revolutionary War in 1783? That would be the Treaty of Paris. Alright, now we are on to round 2. This round will contain answers where each answer is a name. All answers will have the first name of John.
Starting off with question 1. Who was the first U.S. president to live in the White House? Who was the first U.S. president to live in the White House?
Question 2. Which famous musician is known for songs like Imagine and was a member of the Beatles? Which famous musician is known for songs like Imagine and was a member of the Beatles?
On to question 3. Who is the actor known for starring in action films like Die Hard and Pulp Fiction? Again, who is the actor known for starring in action films like Die Hard and Pulp Fiction?
Question number 4. Which American outlaw became famous in the Wild West for his criminal activities? Again, which American outlaw became famous in the Wild West for his criminal activities?
Okay, question 5. Who is the U.S. Senator from Arizona that ran for president in 2008? If you need it again, who is the U.S. Senator from Arizona that ran for president in 2008?
You got this, guys. Halfway through. Which explorer is credited with discovering the Hudson River and later had a major U.S. city named after him? And by the way, this is question 6. Which explorer is credited with discovering the Hudson River and later had a major U.S. city named after him?
Question 7. Who was the American political philosopher known for his influential pamphlet titled Common Sense? Again, who was the American political philosopher known for his influential pamphlet titled Common Sense?
Almost there. Number 8. Which actor starred in classic westerns like True Grit and The Searchers? Again, which actor starred in classic westerns like True Grit and The Searchers?
Only 2 more questions left. Question 9. Who was the famous theologian who played a major role in the Protestant Reformation? Again, who was the famous theologian who played a major role in the Protestant Reformation?
Last but not least, which American author, known for his novel, The Grapes of Wrath, won the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1962? Again, which American author, known for his novel, The Grapes of Wrath, won the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1962? All right, so now we will be rereading all the questions. So for number one, who was the first US president to live in the White House? Number two, which famous musician is known for songs like Imagine and was a member of the Beatles? Number three, who is the actor known for starring in action films like Die Hard and Pulp Fiction? Question four, which American outlaw became famous in the Wild West for his criminal activities? Question 5. Who is the US senator from Arizona that ran for president in 2008?
Now, on to questions 6 through 10. Remember, all of these answers in this round have a name with the first name as John. So question 6. Which explorer is credited with discovering the Hudson River and later had a major US city named after him? Question 7. Who is the American political philosopher known for his influential pamphlet titled Common Sense? Question 8. Which actor starred in classic westerns like True Grit and The Searchers? Question 9. Who was the famous theologian who played a major role in the Protestant Reformation? And finally, question 10, which American author, known for his novel The Grapes of Wrath, won the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1962?
Now we're on to the answers. Who was the first US president to live in the White House? That would be John Adams. Number two, which famous musician is known for songs like Imagine and was a member of the Beatles? That would be John Lennon. Who is the actor known for starring in action films like Die Hard and Pulp Fiction? That would be John Travolta. Number four, which American outlaw became famous in the Wild West for his criminal activities? That would be John Dillinger. Number five, who is the US senator from Arizona that ran for president in 2008? That would be John McCain.
Now, question 6 through 10, the answers. Starting with question 6, which explorer is credited with discovering the Hudson River and later had a major US city named after him? That would be the Italian explorer, John Cabot. On to question 7, who was the American political philosopher known for his influential pamphlet, Common Sense? That's John Locke. Question 8, which actor starred in classic westerns like True Grit and The Searchers? That would be John Wayne. On to question 9, who is the famous theologian who played a major role in the Protestant Reformation? That's John Calvin. Now finally, question 10, which American author known for his novel The Grapes of Wrath won the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1962? And that would be John Steinbeck. Now we're on to our third and final round, which will be the rapid fire round. So how this round works is we're gonna name a famous city and you have to think of the country that the city is located in. We will not be repeating any questions and we will say the answer shortly after we give the question.
All right, so for number one, which country is home to the city of Barcelona? That would be Spain.
Two, in which country can you find the city of Melbourne? And that would be Australia. Question 3. Which country is home to the city of Kyoto? The answer is Japan.
Question 4. In which country is the city of Vancouver located? That would be Canada. Question 5. Which country is home to the city of Rio de Janeiro? That would be Brazil.
In which country is the city of Dubai located? That would be the United Arab Emirates or the UAE. In which country would you find the city Florence? That would be Italy.
In which country can you find the city of Marrakesh? That would be Morocco. Next, in which country is the city of Prague located? That would be the Czech Republic.
Next, what country is home to the city of Casablanca? That would be Morocco. Next, where would you find the city Quebec? That would be Canada.
Right, next. In which country can you find the city of Amsterdam? That would be Netherlands. Which country is home to the city of Cape Town? That would be South Africa.
In which country would you find the city Dubrovnik? That would be Croatia. And which country is home to the city of Buenos Aires? That would be Argentina.
In which country can you find the city of Lima? That would be Peru. Which country is home to the city of Santiago? That would be Chile.
In which country is the city of Auckland located? That's New Zealand. And which country is home to the city of Istanbul? That is Turkey.
Final question. In which country can you find the city of Zurich? That would be Switzerland.
That's it for round 3, the quick fire round. Thank you for tuning into this round of our trivia podcast, Trivia with the Double A's. I'm your host, Ion.
And I'm Avi.
And we'll see you next week. By the way, make sure you check out our YouTube channel titled The Trick Shot Prodigies, where you can see trick shots from multiple sports. Bye!
Adios, amigos!